Ireland's River Shannon, the longest in the British Isles, is important not just to Irish life today, but has had a long and crucial role in local legends and folklore. So, what is the story behind this vital waterway, which remains important to modern life and economics in the country? You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Sarah Grice recalls the fishy tale behind the Shannon.
The Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles, running 350 kilometres in length. Its slow, steady passage divides the island of Ireland in two as it flows from east to west. The source of the river is the Shannon Pot, high up on the mountain slopes in County Cavan. The water issues from a deep pool, gradually becoming a small trout stream, which slowly but surely becomes the Great Wide River. It's Ireland's most vital waterway, steeped in Celtic history, poetry, myth and legend, and it flows through 11 counties before reaching its mouth in the Shannon Estuary in County Limerick. For most of its journey, the Shannon is tranquil and calm, as it's wide but not particularly deep, rising only 76 metres above sea level at its highest point. But at the place where it meets the Atlantic, where sky, river, marshland and sea come together, it's transformed. Here it becomes tidal, the waters suddenly choppy and wild before merging with the ocean. Like many great rivers across cultures and borders, the Shannon has an origin story that comes from the myths and legends of the land from which it flows. This story comes from ancient Ireland, long before medieval Christianity or Roman Catholicism took hold, or Viking or Norman invasions changed the landscape of the island, along with its culture, economy, and ecology. The creation myth of the Shannon predates the church, and can be traced back to tales of Ireland's Celtic ancestors, populated by ancient tribes and pagan deities. These stories continue to be passed down orally and in the written word, through poetry, art, and music, kept alive through storytelling and imagination from generation to generation. The story of the Salmon of Knowledge might be familiar to some listeners, the legend of a magical fish with red spots which lived in the waterways of old Ireland. If caught and eaten, the salmon would bestow upon the finder the ultimate reward for the curious at heart, all the knowledge in the world. But there's another chapter to this tale. This chapter is less widely known and concerns the beginnings of the Shannon River, a cautionary tale like the story of Adam and Eve in the Christian and Hebrew sacred texts about the feminine quest for forbidden knowledge. While a man may fish for the salmon and consume its wisdom through eating its flesh, this other legend warns that if a woman eats of the salmon of knowledge, she will not live to tell the tale. Our story begins with a woman named Shannon, or Shannon in the Irish, who went to the well where the mystical fish was said to be swimming. Despite the warning of the ancestors, she was hungry for knowledge and thirsty with curiosity. She wanted to know everything there was to know about this world and all the other worlds. She found the well and she caught the salmon. She cooked the fish and began to eat. As she ate, her skin began to glow. The girl was rapt with sensual ecstasy and carnal pleasures. The sweet smell of the fish, the rough touch of its skin, the taste of its flesh. Her whole body began to radiate light, and Shannon shone with an aura that rippled through her entire being. She felt the blood rushing in her veins, and her eyes glittered with fire and poetry. All at once she could see into the past, present, and future. She understood the meaning of all languages, human and non-human tongues, and animal voices, the powers of speech belonging to plants and animals, fish and flowers. In her rapture, she leapt into the air and she fell down into the dark, deep well. The water poured forth and washed her out of the land of the living. Her body was never seen again. She disappeared from corporeal existence and was transformed, becoming one with the river itself. This metamorphosis of a girl who wanted to know the answers is the story of the River Shannon. That's how it got its name. There are many ways to read a myth, and I like to think that perhaps, although the young woman was destroyed in physical form for daring to defy the will of the gods, she was resurrected as a river deity, the goddess of the Shannon, whose brave curiosity was the source of its power. Water is a substance that no human or creature or ecosystem on Earth can survive without, just as Ireland's natural infrastructure relies on the nurturing flow of the Shannon River. Maybe this myth in some way reveres this natural curiosity and shows the powerful transformation of a woman in pursuit of knowledge. The Salmon of Knowledge. In Celtic mythology, the other world, or the realm of the dead, is a treacherous and magical place, filled with fairies and sprites, temptations and forbidden fruits. There is much that can be learned from its strange old ways, but every piece of knowledge comes with a price. Like Eve, Shannon tasted the thrill of knowledge, the discovery of bodily pleasures, from eating the fish, and was punished. Or was she? If punishment is becoming a river goddess and experiencing knowledge, then maybe that's a fate worth suffering for and being transformed for. My family originates from County Limerick, and the Shannon has always been a great source of joy, inspiration, and poetry for the inhabitants of Limerick City and County Clare. Walking by the Shannon is hearing birdsong and seeing poetry in the rushes, the ripples in the water, the sight of the swans. There is so much work going on around the Shannon these days, in terms of its tourism, art projects, archive, and heritage. A fact which is unsurprising, as its waters make up a total of 1/5 of Ireland's total land area. In 2021, the Shannon Tourism Master Plan set out a new vision for sustainable tourism along the Shannon's waterways, positing the river and its developing regions as key tourist destinations within the heartlands of Ireland, offering up its stories, its poetry, the wild beauty and wildlife to visitors from all over the world.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Sarah Grice and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, City Lovers.